present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Clement Freud and Peter Cook in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to another series of Just a Minute, our radio panel game in which our four contestants pit their wits, their verbal dexterity and ingenuity against each other and try and speak for just a minute, if they can, on the subject I give them without hesitation, without repetition and without deviating from the subject on the card. This week, as you've just heard, we have three of our regulars and we welcome our guest, Peter Cook. And we start, as usual, with one of our longest-standing resident competitors of the game, and it is Kenneth Williams. And the subject he's going to...
Oh. You see, even before I start, you even heard the applause. It's incredible,
yes.
Isn't it?
I know, from two people.
Yeah.
And, Kenneth, an apt subject on which to start the new series, how to get cracking. That's the subject. You have 60 seconds, starting now.
Very appropriate to me, because nothing is more enjoyable than a boiled egg to begin the day. And you take the bowl of the spoon and crack it with that, and then a sharp whack with a knife, and you feel every bit as satisfied as learning that another nationalized industry has returned to its rightful owners. My old aunt always used to put it, when it was a blue egg cup, she said, they in a white egg was appropriate for it. But of course I won't go into...
And Peter Jones has pressed his brother. Peter, what is your challenge?
Repetition of egg.
Yes, more than one. Peter, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that. And you now take over the subject of how to get cracking. And you have 32 seconds left, starting now.
Now, I would prefer a different diet altogether. Get a good pair of nutcrackers and some Brazils and filberts and chestnuts and coconuts and crack them over a warm fire with a bottle of rum or port, perhaps, beside you.
Clement Freud has challenged.
It was the rum on...
He said
It was the rum on the warm fire that I was worried about. From a safety aspect.
Well, he would be getting cracking in more ways than one, wouldn't he?
Not just cracking, he would blow up.
That really would be cracking. Clement, an interesting challenge, but he wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. So, Peter, you have a point for a wrong challenge, and you keep going with 16 seconds left, starting now.
And if you can sip...
And Clement Freud has challenged
that's
again.
That's the 11th and, I think, even for a little word like and.
For a little word like that, we usually
11.
Ignore it. Not, but he
11.
Hasn't done it 11 times. I was counting.
So wait.
I know, the threats have started already.
Wait,
the new series, we haven't got through the first round yet. Peter Jones, you have the subject still, and there are 15 seconds left. How to get cracking, starting now.
And when you finish...
Kenneth Williams has
well, it's very obvious he's not getting cracking. I mean, he should be disqualified. How he should give him back to me. Rightfully, he should have had it all along. I mean, I didn't actually repeat egg at all. I said egg cup, which is hyphenated. Any fool knows that.
You had a brown egg and a white egg. You did have more than one egg, and actually I've never heard Peter start so quickly after I've said now, so...
Oh, he's wonderful, isn't he? No,
I've got to try and be fair, otherwise I'm going to be sent up rotten by all of you. So, Peter, we only went for half a second. There are 14 seconds left on how to get cracking, starting now.
And at the same time...
Cook has challenged you.
I think this is... I have to agree with Clement here. The use of the word and is getting the whole thing... is becoming demeaning, I think, to all
demeaning.
Of us here.
That is demeaning. The right... You are right. You put your finger on it. It's demeaning.
Yes.
Demeaning. That is the right
yes.
word. You.
Repetition I don't know what you're all talking about.
Repetition of demeaning.
There's very little meaning, though. Peter, as you are our guest, and he now has done it 11 times, I will then... give you the benefit of the doubt and say we've had really a bit too many ands, and we will hear from Peter Cook now with 13 seconds to go on how to get cracking, starting now.
Nothing so enhances a day as the beginning of it, and when it arrives you feel a strange movement in the sheets, and yet for a certain time you are not certain what...
But that's quite enough. Don't overdo it. I mean, he has played the game before. Peter, as you were speaking, Peter Cook, when the whistle went, you get an extra point for that. And so you, at the end of the first round, have 2 points. Peter Jones has got 4, and Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams have yet to score.
Oh.
Peter, we would like you to begin the next round, and the subject is the 7 wonders of the world. So, Peter Jones, will you tell us something of those in 60 seconds, starting now?
It's not very long allowed to speak about the 7 wonders of the world, but I'll try. The pyramids of Egypt and the statue of Zeus, the Colossus of Rhodes, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, and 3 others too well known to mention. Now, they were listed by the Greeks when they were sending people abroad to tour the world, and like tourists do now, and they were given this list so that they didn't miss anything that was really important, and they considered these 7 items far more necessary to their education.
Kevin Freud.
I thought there was hesitation.
I thought there was more than one, yes. I didn't count the errors because I know you don't like to have countings. But, Clement, I agree with your challenge. You have a point and 24 seconds left.
Errors, did you say?
Hmm?
Errors.
That's one of the wonders.
Yes,
ah. Yes.
Errors.
To err is human.
Yes.
No, no.
Oh, no, it's not worth that, please. Otherwise, it might get worse. The 7 wonders of the world, Kenneth Boyd, is the subject, and you have 24 seconds left, starting now.
It is an extraordinary thing that, whereas the 7 wonders of the world are so very well documented, people will keep talking about the 8th and 9th wonder as if that impressive list needed addition, which, of course, is totally unnecessary. Kenneth Williams would love to be among that category of humanity.
Peter Jones, you've challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, he's talking. He's supposed to be talking about the 7 wonders of the world. He's now talking about the 8th or 9th, or in Kenneth Williams' case, about the 1,000,005th.
I thought, actually, that he did establish that Kenneth Williams would like to be one of the 7. And he did actually say that, though he did say the weights and nines. So, Clement, I disagree with the challenge. You keep the subject. You have 3 seconds left, starting now.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Peter Cook has challenged just before the whistle. Peter.
Peter Jones has already dwelt at length on the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, and you've brought them up again. We're fed up with the Hanging Gardens.
Yes, but Peter Cook, as you are fairly new to the game, if someone else uses the words or the subject or anything like that within the same round, they're allowed to do it.
It's all played
four
you.
Of us could go on and on about the Hanging Gardens.
That's right, yes. All the 4 of you could go on about the Hanging Gardens.
At the expense of our ratings.
Yes. But as the whistle went at that particular moment, Clement Freud gets a point for speaking as the whistle went, and he is in the 2nd place now behind Peter Jones. And Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is blue chips. Will you tell us something of those in 60 seconds, starting now?
Blue chips is a name which is generally given to things which are peerless or impeccable. And I would like to tell you a story about a king who had 3 daughters. One called Ethelreda. The 2nd was a redhead. No hair, just a tête, une tête rouge. And the 3rd was named Gladys, for reasons into which I will not now go. And he was known as the blue chip throughout the kingdom. And there came a point in time when his progeny were preparing to find escorts, husbands, lovers, whatever people of noble birth look for at that particular period.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of particular.
Yes, I know, but it's such a good story. Can't we hear the end of it?
Yes, but you can't give him a point.
Killed it. No sense of theatre.
Go on, it's like a balloon. He's deflated, isn't it? Yes. Like he's flipped the balloon, isn't he?
He put the mockers on it, didn't he?
Straight away, didn't he?
As Peter Jones' challenge was correct, and we are playing Just a Minute, I give it to him, and the point, of course, he continues with the subject, and when he's finished, we'll hear the rest of the story from Clement Freud. There are 15 seconds on blue chips, starting now, Peter.
Blue chips are normal potato chips which have been dyed blue in a vat and are sold in the bright sunlit
Clement Freud is charged.
Hesitation, and there's 15% on VAT.
Yes. You're right, you have a correct challenge. There's 4 seconds left within the contest. When the whistle goes, keep going on with the same story, because we'd like to hear the end, and you'll get the point as the whistle goes, but the subject is blue chips, starting now.
If you slice tubers exceedingly thinly, put them into a sieve.
So we'll never hear the end of the story. Right. Clement Freud, you've got more points than you're equal now in the lead with Peter Jones, and Peter Cook is going to begin the next round, and the subject is a remarkable occurrence. Would you tell us something of that, Peter Cook, in just a minute, starting now?
Well, one of the most remarkable occurrences in my experience and during my lifetime, there have been many things which I would regard as extraordinary. But perhaps the most remarkable one was when I was aloft in a jumbo jet and a woman of mixed opinion sat next to me and gave forth to this utterance. "Brother," she said, in a voice strangely filled with awe, "could you possibly explain why you have such a peculiar accent?" I hesitated for a moment and said to her, "My dear lady, I have no idea. I was born in a part of the United States where people talk very weird." And she looked at me and said, "This is a very strange day for me, because when I got up, my little son, who's only 2 years old..."
Well, Peter Cook started with the subject of a remarkable occurrence, gave us a remarkable performance, kept going for 60 seconds without being interrupted, and therefore gains not only a point for speaking when the whistle went, but a bonus point for not being, not deviating or hesitating and not being interrupted. So, Peter, 2 points there, but you're still in second place, just behind Peter Jones and Clement Freud. Kenneth Williams, alas, has yet to score. This might be his big moment, because he's taken the subject of Epicurus, and he starts now.
Well, he was a great philosopher, born in Samos, but he went across to Athens, where he attracted a large number of pupils who flocked to him, because he maintained that philosophically he had a cure for the principal ills that afflict mankind. Affectionately known as Epi, they shouted Epicurus, and that's how, of course, the name was devised. Also, we are told by wags. But I would dwell on a more serious aspect of his work, which is handed down to us by Lucretius in a remarkable poem, De Rerum Natura, in which the body of Epicurean thought is well established, that the two principal fears for mankind on this earth are fear of death and of the supernatural, or gods, if you will, because don't forget we are dealing with the Hellenic school of philosophy, not as we now see it.
Kenneth, you've been buzzed with only half a second to go.
Only half a second? I was nearly there. I was nearly there. Bailey coming out of my door and making me a very nice proposition. And I missed it by half a second.
Well, you don't know. His challenge may not be a good one. Peter Cook challenge. What was it, Peter?
I challenged on the grounds that I thought Peter Jones was going to challenge, and I wanted to get in first. Well, it is not a valid challenge, I
suppose.
Well,
I think it's an extremely good challenge, but it doesn't get you any points.
No, I know.
Well, I did press my butter.
Your
buzzer.
Maybe if you pressed your buzzer, you'd have got in a bit better. No, so tell if you've done well, you've got a point for a wrong challenge.
Oh, good!
Yes!
Good!
And you keep going with half a second to go on Epicurus starting now. So, Kenneth Williams started with the subject, finished with the subject, got 2 points for doing so, and he's still in fourth place. And, and Clement, will you begin the next round? The subject, faggots. Will you tell us something of those in 60 seconds, starting now?
Among other things, faggots are things that you buy...
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
There are two things.
Yes.
Among other things, packets of things that you brought.
Yes, yes, Kenny. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Well, I thought you didn't hear.
It was so sharp, I was shattered for a moment. No. There are 56 seconds for faggots with you, Kenneth, starting now.
These are made from bits of sage and onions and meat and all kinds of rubbish are chucked into them. And, of course, there are other kinds of faggots that were chucked on the fire to burn people.
Kermit Freud is challenged.
Well, repetition of chucked and a few other repetitions.
Yes, you chucked the stuff in the first place and you chucked it on the fire. So you had two chucks. Clement, you have the subject back with 48 seconds on faggots, starting now.
When you walk down Piccadilly with a poppy or a lily in your medieval hand, and everyone will say as you pursue your flowery way, if this young man expresses himself in terms too deep for me. This is from Patience by Sir W.S. Gilbert. And refers to...
Kenneth Williams...
Deviation has nothing to do with faggots.
Wait.
I'm not waiting. You've got 60 seconds. We're not waiting there, we're waiting. We're supposed to get it in 60 seconds.
To be fair...
Ah, about being fair. Rubbish. I'm fed up with the whole thing. It was a bald, pointless rhyme anyway.
Kenneth.
Rubbish, wasn't it? Load of rubbish.
Kenneth.
Waffle.
I was very fair to you a moment ago. Mm. I'm going to be fair to you again. No, to be fair, Clement, I was saying to you, yes... Clement, you did go on rather long time before you got the connection, so it was a correct challenge from Kenneth Williams, faggots, and there are 30 seconds left, starting now.
In the olden days, you made a bonfire of these faggots, and people were burned for evil. Sorceresses were known to be shoved up there. Don't make me laugh. It makes me laugh, definitely.
It's terrible.
I'm
got stuck off at the sorceress.
And Peter Cook made him laugh, and he got the correct challenge, so Peter Cook can take over the subject. And 20 seconds are left for faggots.
Faggots are much maligned. What more delicious way to spend a cold afternoon than to warm your faggots by the fire and watch them slowly browning, turning endlessly on the skewers provided by purveyors of such things. The faggots themselves are things of beauty, which...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of things.
There were, yes, and you've got him with 2 seconds to go on faggots, Clement, starting now.
And very excellent they are also.
And Clement, I think it's rather a lame postscript, isn't it?
Yes.
Very excellent they are also.
He just done it to get in on those 2 cents to get the score! That's all he's done.
He's after the points.
Oh, he's a conniver. Oh, what a conniver here.
But he's taken the lead again. And you'll be pleased to hear that Peter Cook is still in second place. But Kenneth Williams has crept up only one behind Peter Cook in third place.
I'm always doing that. I'll creep up, you know.
Well, the last two or three times I've pressed my buzzer and there's no light, you see.
Never mind. Don't wangle. He's always arguing and quarrelling and making these heady points. Just get on.
Don't matter who scores. Play the game.
Peter Jones, yes, I think there might be something wrong with your light, but we'll persevere. Peter Cook, will you begin the next round? The subject is conductors, and you have 60 seconds starting now.
Conduct.
Yes, Peter Jones' challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, he never started at all, did he? 2.5 seconds nearly. Peter Jones, the subject is conductors, and there are 58 seconds starting now.
Well, some of them are awfully nice, I think. The way they go around, up and down the steps of the buses and collecting the money, giving the tickets, and they're so very good-tempered when the bus is private.
Peter Cook has challenged you.
They can't give the tickets that they've collected money. They're purveying them. They haven't been given. They've been bought.
Oh, they are giving them out, Peter.
Of course they are, yes. I was just annoyed that I hadn't started.
Yeah.
Well said. Peter Jones has a point on the subject still, and there are 43 seconds left on conductors, starting now.
Oh, let him start.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
It was right. You let him get in, and you wanted Peter Cook to get in.
Yes, I said let him start.
I know, but Clement Freud got in.
Hearing what he's got to say.
I know.
I'm not interested in what Clement Freud has to say, because I've heard everything that he's...
So Clement Freud got in, but as Peter Cook's our guest, we'll give it to him, and that's what Peter Jones wanted. And there are 45 seconds left on conductors. Peter Cook, starting now.
These jolly men and women dressed in their traditional costumes who roam throughout the buses looking for people willing to part with money form an integral part of the British way of life. Many that...
Peter Jones has challenged.
I think that's enough.
Good challenge, but it doesn't get you a point.
There are 34 seconds left with Peter Cook still, conductor, starting now.
With their wonderful songs and melodies, such as Give me your money, Mr. Jones, for we love the way you sit upon our seats. These and other songs bring warmth and splendor.
You have been challenged as you burst into song.
Oh, I never know. When I'm singing, I'm oblivious.
Trouble is, most of the audience are as well. Clement, you challenged.
It was repetition of such as.
Clement, you have the subject. 30 seconds left. Conductor starting now.
Andrew Previn is one of the conductors who springs readily to mind.
Peter Jones.
I didn't quite hear that.
He said Andrew Previn, and it's Andre Previn, so you've got a very good chance.
Well, he'll say he knows an Andrew Previn up in Scotland or something.
But he's not a good conductor.
No, he isn't.
No. So, Peter Jones, you have 24 seconds on conductors starting now.
Lightning conductors. Now, they're stationary and terribly useful, and they last for hundreds of years. And they take the electric current down from the top, the very pinnacle of the house, down into the ground where it doesn't do any
Kenneth
harm.
Kenneth Williams, who down? Yes, that is right, Kenneth. And there are 12 seconds left with conductors, and you have a chance on this subject starting now.
I was actually on a bus when a conductor said, Registry Shaftesbury Avenue, and a man said to him, did you say Let's Be Avenue? And the conductor was rightly indignant, because he hadn't. He'd said Shaftesbury Avenue.
And Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition.
Yes. What else? Shaftesbury Avenue.
Shaftesbury Avenue.
No, I wasn't here talking about the game. I was telling you privately. After the challenge.
No, the challenge is still on. This game's still on, and there are 2 seconds to go, and Clement Freud's got it again.
Yes, you always have. Oh,
2 seconds on conductors, Clement, starting now.
My favourite orchestra.
And Peter Cook challenged before.
Good.
Peter, what was your challenge?
There was a great deal of hesitation in the middle of the word orchestra.
Yeah.
We only heard orchestra.
Yes.
Then there's a challenge, a hesitation, a bell, almost an outbreak of singing from the audience.
Yeah, that's true.
Curtains moved, paranormal substances were seen, ectoplasm.
Well, you've contributed a great deal to the game and the show, but it wasn't a correct challenge.
No, I realise that.
So Clement gets one for speaking as the whistle went, and we move on to the next subject, which is Kenneth Williams' turn. Going up in the world, Kenneth, will you tell us something about that? During 60 seconds, starting now.
This generally means to have achieved a better position for yourself in society, and those on the lower rungs of the echelon, so to speak, will always say what a load of snobbery all that is, trying to be grand and keep up with the Joneses or the Mannerings or Main Warings, as some would have it, or as the French... Oh, I said all twice.
Clement.
Deviation.
Yes, he went on. You see, Kenneth, you keep going sometimes.
No, it's wrong challenge. I wasn't deviating. Yes. I was talking about the subject.
Or
twice.
You said or twice. We've got nothing to do with going up in the world.
Of course it is. If you say or twice, they say, what or? What are you talking about? Wouldn't they, in society?
Yeah, lots of ors have gone up in the
world. Yes,
Brilliant point, yes.
It doesn't get him a point. So, Clement, you have...
Don't force yourself.
I'm trying to be accurate. There are 34 seconds, Clement, going up in the world, starting now.
We once had somebody who worked for us in the basement who went up in the world so amazingly quickly.
Peter Jones.
Who does he mean, we? Did he mean Kenneth and him? What does he mean?
I imagine he means his family and his whole entourage that live in his establishment, and
quite
I think
right.
He's entitled to use the word we.
Is he entitled to keep his slave in a cellar?
Yes, I mean...
No, it's not what I think of. I've seen a proper thing.
I didn't know whether he meant the Liberal Party. I thought
Well, he could have meant anything, yeah, but he wasn't deviating within the strict rules of Just a Minute. Well, they're not very strict, within the rules of Just a Minute, and the very loose rules of Just a Minute, and so Clement Freud will...
And rather haphazardly ministered, if I may say so.
Yes, thank you. That didn't get any reaction from the audience, so entirely on my side. And there are 29 seconds left, Clement, going up in the world, starting now.
Anyone who goes to Hampstead Heath on November the 5th, Guy Fawkes Night... will see an amazing number of things going up in the world. anything except Catherine wheels, which go round in the heath.
So, Peter Cook is challenged.
Hesitation and going round. Yes. Is this Catherine the one you kept in the cellar? I mean, it's
she was doing her cartwheel.
Doesn't hold water at all.
Peter Cook, you have 16 seconds left, and the subject is going up in the world, starting now.
To go up in the world, the real way to do this is to acquire things which are inner beauty, and he said inner twice.
Clement Freud is challenged.
He said inner twice.
He said, he did said say inner twice, unless he's our guest, and he can't possibly win the contest.
Well, he said it three times.
At the end of the last round, I'm not going to take it away from him because he wants you to finish this particular round and this particular week, Peter Cook, and there are 6 seconds left going up in the world, starting now.
Within us all is the chance to find a thing of beauty so divine, the poet said, that no one bothers.
Well, Peter Cook got the point for speaking as the whistle went with my help, but as I said earlier, he couldn't unfortunately win because we have no more time left to play Just a Minute. Let me give you the final score. Kenneth Williams did alas finish in fourth place, but only just behind Peter Jones, who was a little way behind our guest this week, Peter Cook, and he was only 3 points behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. We hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we do hope that you're going to enjoy the rest of the series. We'll be with you again, playing the game, same time next week. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.